Hey, it's the boys. We back. PS and BS, episode 31. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the YouTube viewers. Shout out to all the IG followers. If you haven't already, go show support at Instagram, PS and BS POD. Here, live from Cultural Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about backlogging gaming and some other gaming news. And, of course, some BS. But before all that, let me see what my guy's been up to. Yo, Biggs, what's good?
Yo, you already know. Yo. It's your boy Biggs, the most lovable one in the crew. You know, when you hear this voice, you start getting feeling butterflies. Anytime you hear the other boys' voices, like, all right, another episode, PS, BS, let's get it. All right. So, Trav, you okay?
Yeah. Shout out to Bang, yeah, man. Yeah,
right. Yeah. I seen that happening, and I'm like, okay. I
still got it. He's taking his time. He's like,
right. I made good on my promise from last week. I said that I would beat Persona 5 Royal by the time this episode comes around, and I did, with time to spare, amidst the release of Final Fantasy VII Remake. So that's what I've been playing this week. Been playing a heavy Shinra Building. I'm in there. The president is in my sights. I'm ready. I'm in the ending portion of the game now. So yeah, I've been enjoying it, but that's really all I've been playing.
Yo, Lex, it's good.
What's up, everybody? Geeky Lead here, a.k.a. Statman, a.k.a. the Game Whisperer. Division 2.
Keener? Did you be Keener?
Keener is in my... He's almost there, because the thing is the last... It's a long expansion.
I was
going to
say, you've been in your sights for
a month. I know. Right. It's that I'm taking my time, because there's some other games that are shifting.
Got you.
Right.
The game totem pole is shifting. Persona 5 Royal.
Royal.
Man, it was hard. I was about to say Royale, I swear. Control. Of Controla. Course, I'm playing some Control. And I was playing... I'm never going to hear that name. I was playing Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Ooh.
I gave it a shot.
Uh-oh. Oh, so you pulled the trigger on that?
Yeah, I told him not to. He said he already did it.
Because I heard some news. So
okay.
I watched the Sonic movie.
Oh, finally.
With my son and my wife. Yeah.
Cool.
That's
yeah.
Why'd you do that?
It's serviceable.
I mean, I don't know if I want to talk about it now.
Okay.
But you didn't even say you were going to talk about it later. You just like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I did.
Okay.
You know, and Ultimate Alliance 3 with the family, the wife, and the son, the three of us.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, he's obsessed with Captain America.
Oh, same.
But then he saw at a point that Captain America had like no powers, and I was like Hulk, and my wife was like, all over the place with all these different characters. He was Storm. Like, I don't want to be Hulk. So now he's back to Iron Man.
Okay.
He's going through all the Avengers. Wow.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. That's it.
Steels.
What's up? It's your boy Steels, 1662. Resident Fat Boy in a building. Freestyle maestro. Always hitting the sticks.
All day, every day?
Every day.
Okay. Not all day.
Maybe
man.
Not all day. Maybe not
at
all
least
day.
Every day.
I had to take a couple breaks. I'm not like you, Biggs.
Whoa. Yeah, I take breaks.
Listen.
No.
He did it again on Friday when I got home. He goes, oh, wow, Steel's home. That means one thing. It's 1 o'clock. Maybe I should eat. There's this thing called food that I should.
Listen, this ain't about me, all right?
Take.
This ain't about me.
It is all about you. We had this discussion. I'm going to let it all go.
So, let's see. I've still been playing some NHL 20, playing some more Destiny. Hit up that Final Fantasy VII myself. What is that? Oh, yeah. I'll get in touch with that a little bit more later. Got some things to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Been watching some more Ozark on Netflix.
Almost pushed the button on that, too.
Oh, man. That show's lit. We're almost done with the first season. It's insane. A lot of shit go down crazy.
All right.
I think that's pretty much it.
All right,
yeah,
man.
Been playing. Yeah, just those couple of games.
All right, man. You know me, the almighty Trav. Trav play too much. We ain't even gonna go there.
I was about to go. Like,
do it. You won't do it.
Hey, before I say anything, I want to take this time to shout out my favorite niece, Bella. It's her birthday today.
Shout out to her.
Happy birthday.
What's up, man?
You know. There you go.
You know. But other than that. On the game side, I've been playing a lot of Breakpoint. Gave that a shot.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
I actually got PlayStation now. So, but I hit download on everything. So by the next episode, I'll have controller and all that. Did a little Stadia. We'll talk about that a little later. And did a lot of Netflix, you know. So other than that, been pretty low key, man. You know. So with that being said,
Lex,
man.
Yes.
You got one for us this week?
GOTW.
Game of the
week. This week's game of the week is an interesting game, superhero themed. It's Batman: The Telltale Series.
I don't know if you guys have played that, but I've never heard of it.
All right, I don't have to explain about Batman, but I will say this: this game came out in 2016. Mm-hmm. It has two parts to it. It has the Batman Telltale series, and it has The Enemy Within. Mm-hmm. It's the only Telltale series game that I've actually stuck with, because I've tried The Walking Dead, and it's fine. The Walking Dead was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I enjoyed it, and I did the Borderlands one.
Okay.
One of the last ones they did, but
didn't Game of Thrones have one too.
Yes, Game of Thrones.
That one wasn't bad. Really? I played that for a little while. Yeah,
I heard that was good.
Was it Wolf? Wasn't it like a Wolf?
Wolf Among Us. I tried that one. That was pretty good. But this one in particular, because it's Batman, you think you expect certain things. Mm-hmm. They completely changed the formula on Batman. This is not the Batman you're used to seeing.
Okay.
This is going to be your personal Batman.
Because you're making a decision.
You're making a decision, but it's not. They don't care about the canon. You are making this up as you go. They take risks.
Okay.
And they go way off what we're used to seeing.
Okay.
So that's what the appeal of this game was, because if you ever wonder, if I was Batman, would I actually stick to what he usually does, or would I go a different way? This is your chance.
Right. Okay. Right.
So it's a good game. Obviously a lot of QTEs, but the story is very good. The characters are there. They definitely show a lot of love for the Batman world.
Okay.
With all the characters. It goes deep with each character. So give it a shot. It's about 11 hours, 10 hours.
I never played a Telltale. Okay. I've watched my brother play Walking Dead, but that was the only one I never played.
They're good.
I did the Jurassic Park one.
There's a Jurassic Park one?
Yeah, there is.
They literally went on like a whole.
Choose like who lived, who died.
Yeah, they did a little bit of everything.
What you want to do, which way you
want to go. I think they closed down now, right?
Yeah, which is why one of the reasons why I did think they did too much. Mm-hmm. And people were like, okay, another.
Right,
Telltale game, another like pretty much anything that was hot.
They never like reinvented themselves.
If they were still around, they would have done a Stranger Things one.
That would have been easy grab.
You know, but give it a shot. It's super cheap by now, and it's pretty much done. There's a Shadows edition that came out in 2019. That's pretty much everything all in one bundle, but everything's in black and white.
Okay,
gotcha.
All right, that's it.
That's it for the game of the week, man. Go pick it up. And no, we do not have promo codes.
Not yet.
Hey, Lex is emailing.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. Hey, we working out here.
Devolver, please answer my email.
So where you want to start, man? We got the controller. Y'all want to start at Final Fantasy. Where y'all want to start,
We got
man?
A couple things on docket, man.
I think we should do Final Fantasy.
Let's go Final Fantasy.
Yeah, let's do Final Fantasy.
Floor is you guys.
Sheesh. Okay, so I don't want to start. So Steels, I'll let you start.
So Steels being the... This is your first Final Fantasy, right?
First one that I'm actually playing.
Okay.
I did play Final Fantasy III to see if I liked the game, and that's when I found out I didn't like the game, because I, like I've said in the past, don't like turn-based games. The only thing, wasn't that the game, all right, which was the Final Fantasy where at one point you were like in an arcade, and you got to like play like a motorcycle racing game or something like that?
That was, was that?
Is that not seven?
Seven.
Oh. Okay.
On the PlayStation.
But the motorcycle wasn't.
There's another one that's like a boxing simulator in the arcade.
Yeah, there's a couple of games, and you're in like an arcade that you can go and play different little arcade games.
Yeah, seven.
That was seven?
As far as I remember, yeah. I mean, it might be another one too, but.
He played seven, didn't even know it.
Right, maybe. Yeah,
anyway, that was the only part of the game that I liked because I got to play the arcade.
Correct us in the comments below, man.
Yeah, but, we got Mr. Federal back there.
Yes, sir.
Behind the scenes.
You're going to have him put his two cents on the Final Fantasy.
Yeah,
as well. But go ahead, Steve.
So, anyway, that was the only part I liked about it. And I've said since then that if they ever came out with a, I guess you can call it hack and slash type game, the fighting based action RPG, I'd probably be all about it because I really did like the graphics and the story and all that stuff. This one came out. I thought the demo was amazing. Got me hooked. I was debating about getting it because I still had Destiny that I was going through on and off. Mm-hmm. Hockey going through on and off. Call mm-hmm. of Duty, you know, Warzone. Got my second dub this last week. Yeah, what?
Same. Let's get it. Same.
And, so I was debating about not getting it, but then I'm like, I can't have Biggs be the only one talking about FF7. So, and I know I wanted to get it. So,
oh, yeah.
I got it on Friday, got home, started playing it, and it's amazing, bro.
You can tell. It's amazing, bro. If I was ever unsure, last night proved to me that, like, undoubtedly, he's enjoying the game.
Right, because you already have your, like, Final Fantasy bias.
Yeah, I'm already going to be right. Like, yeah, it's so good.
For somebody that never played like those Final Fantasy, or never played the Final Fantasy franchise, any of them
so
like
this
that.
This is my first turn go around, and, last night's mission, as he can contest, and him and Fed over there too, coming in and out. Boy, I was cracking up so bad. I was laughing so much. The comedy behind it, the characters, the way they interact.
Yeah,
it's hilarious. It's funny. Like
some good writing.
Yeah, great writing. Some amazing writing. There was one part where. I don't want to give it away because I know y'all playing it. Y'all played it so you know, but you probably
what about
have
the listeners? Other
people and the listeners too. But what I will say is I was fighting these enemies and the whole time while I'm concentrating on like, all right, who am I going to switch to? What ability am I going to use? Am I going to try to stun first? Am I going to do this? I am just laughing my ass off because I hear this boy. I hear, what's his name?
Wedge.
I hear Wedge just running around, and I just hear, I hear his vocals, like what he's saying as he's running by, and it's just
He's getting chased by the enemies you're trying to fight.
He's getting chased by these dogs. Right. He's like, I got it, guys, don't worry about it. But he's getting bit in the ass, and he's running around.
It is funny.
And all these little things that he keeps saying back and forth is like, I could do this all day, but yet he's keeled over, breathing really hard. I'm like, as I'm fighting, and my mind is, you know, concentrating on fighting these enemies and the task at hand, I'm laughing my ass off because this dude's running around acting like a fool.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and just
but he was crying last night. I was laughing. I don't think I ever heard him
so
laugh that hard.
Hard, and then the whole love triangle that is Jesse, Tifa, and Cloud.
Yep.
One girl's just trying to get back with her best friend, and the other girl's just trying her best just to get it.
Jesse wants it bad. Bad. Like, Jesse wants you bad.
Is that the one that, like, popped up on you when I was watching?
No. Okay. When you were watching me, no.
Okay.
When you were watching, I was already away from that.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Different chick.
But so. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah.
The missions are kind of long, but, you know, I like it. So I can't wait to get deeper into that.
All right.
Into that game and get that done.
Oh, well, damn. See, now Lex want to go last because he got that whole counterpoint thing. All right, listen, Lex. I'm going to tell you, because I see your point, too, because once you pointed it out, I couldn't unsee it.
Right.
I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about my experience with it
And
how far I've come. And I feel like what they've done with this game, despite it being a partial release of a multi-part game, I feel like if they would have, just like I said in a previous episode, and the developer said the same thing, and Tetsuya Nomura said the same thing, was if they would have put the whole experience on one game, it would have been literally just a rehash. And this game isn't a rehash of FF7. It is a deep dive of FF7. There are things that happened in this game that didn't happen in the original, but I'm sure it did. It just was never shown.
Right.
So if feel like they added stuff, it feels like they told the stories of the untold from the original.
Right.
You know, the night before the reactor mission, you know, in the original, you just went to bed, woke up, all right, mission time. No, this one, they like, yo, we sneaking out the night before doing this. They probably did it in the original, but they probably just never did a deep dive into that.
Right.
So, you know, this game feels like it doesn't feel too much like they just added stuff to it in there. It kind of feels like they just take a closer look at the things that weren't
remake.
At the things that weren't told in the original. The new characters, give it a lot. They're very fleshed out. They give it a lot of life. They give Midgar a lot of life. I haven't been disappointed with any of the new characters. The only one that's kind of cheesy to me is Roche. Roche is kind of a meathead. I mean, yeah. I don't even know. Yeah, I'm not too sure what he's doing there yet and what's his role. But I haven't ran into him since that encounter, and I'm at the Shinra building, so let's see if he pops up there. But that's the only character I'm kind of like, I could have did without him. But everybody else was nicely written. You actually care about them. Jesse Biggs, Wedge never got this sort of attention in the original. Like, he didn't really care about them. They was just grunts.
Right.
And, you know, in this game, they made you care about them. So I like what they're doing on that front. The combat is spectacular. The effects from combat, the visuals in combat is spectacular. And I think, I mean, shit, I'm 30 hours in. I'm about to reach the end, and I'm having a really,
about
really,
to reach
really.
The end. The game just came out Friday.
He took off of work.
Yeah. So I had Thursday night. I stayed up till 5. Then I got up like 9.
It came out midnight, Thursday midnight. Right. So, I mean.
Got up like 9, played all day. I was off work. I don't got kids. I don't got a wife. You know what I'm saying? It's just me. It's just me in the game. There's nothing to.
He's looking for a wife, guys.
Hey, actually. Yeah. I mean, whatever. She'll come when she come.
Hey. Is that going to be another segment?
No.
Hook Biggs
up. Federal, what you got, man?
Hook Biggs up. What is that? The love connection? We'll bring three chicks in here, ask them questions and shit.
No.
Federal.
Oh, okay.
Federal. What you got on FF7, man?
Give him the mic floor. Give him the mic floor. Step up to the mic. Step up to the mic. Talk. Yeah. There you go.
What's up, everybody? I'm the Federal. Denzel, what's going on?
What's up?
All right, FF for me. I'm a big fan. It's the greatest game of all time. The original to me. Not a debate.
Whoa.
So, I've been great with it. I mean, they accumulated a lot of the original game in the remake without, I don't know how to say it. They just, it's been great. I was telling Steels last night, like, the part that he's at in the game and the part that I'm in the game, even the part that Biggs is in the game, in the original aren't really that far apart. So the game extended on that, as Big said, a lot. Like, it used to just be boom, boom, boom. Like, and you would be off out of Midgar right away. So I've been enjoying it.
Because it's a PlayStation 1 game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, they didn't have a lot of disc space.
Yeah, because it was all on the disc.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to see how they move forward, because it's a three-piece game, but the third disc of the originals, honestly, just a boss fight and extras. So, you know what I'm saying?
Hopefully they drop the second part. I think they can fit it all into another game, and that's it. I don't know if they need three, but hopefully with the second part, it comes, I would hope, in a perfect world, in an absolutely perfect paradise, in the promised land, it would be before PlayStation 5 comes out. Because I don't know how I would feel about the second being a PlayStation 5 game.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect paradise world. So that way you don't have a PlayStation 4 game and then a PlayStation 5 game. And it would be weird. But that's in a perfect world.
I think that this should be PlayStation's 4 way out.
Like, yeah.
This is their grand finale. Go into PS5 with a new idea. You know what I'm saying? Go out on top. Because the PS3 went out bad.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so they have to do it. It's a year exclusive. So they have to do it within that year,
right?
To really make an impact.
And it comes out on other. Is it all other systems or just Xbox?
You know, after
a year?
PC
and PC.
Yeah, PC. Okay, no. Perfect.
Yeah,
yeah, because it's only out on PS4 exclusively for the first year. But thank you, Federal.
Thank you, Federal.
Lex.
Hold on. Before you move on to that, I want to touch. He did say something when he said his favorite, best game all time ever.
Non-debatable.
Non-debatable. What have I always said?
He's in a debate.
No. What have I always said my top games were? Uncharted.
Last of Us.
Last of Us. Yeah. Let's just say this might be sliding up in that DM.
Whoa.
It's something.
This is something here.
So far from what I've played, this game has been the best game that I've played since any Uncharted, God of War, or Last of Us.
I can tell. By how much you've been playing, wow. I can tell.
It's up there. It may take over one of those three.
Very surprising.
Guaranteed top four.
I know you like it, but not damn.
Guaranteed top four.
I love it.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
It's yeah, he pushed there. The button quickly. I saw that. He's been on it.
But now, guys, sadly, here goes
sadly.
Lex.
Hey, I did see what Lex. He was talking about.
No, I did too. Yes. I can't see. Same
he wasn't, here. He wasn't I, capping. He wasn't capping.
With Biggs, I saw it.
Yeah, he I can't did,
there
it.
Was some ugliness yeah. and Go some ahead, slow Lex. Loading stuff and stuff. But you know, I think the good
Let's that
for
man.
Me anyway heavily outweighs the bad.
Yeah. Right.
No, I'm trying to stall him a little bit.
They don't want to stab at it.
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm not.
You. Go ahead.
Okay, so.
Get the shovel out.
I've been, I can say this. Let me preface everything by saying this. I've been playing Final Fantasy since probably most of you were born. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan.
Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. So this particular game, yes, is one of my all-time, the original was one of my all-time favorite games, definitely on my list. It was very difficult for me because I was saying in the chat that I didn't want to support this type of release
right.
because I saw what was happening and it upset me because I've been waiting for this game for a long time.
Right, a lot of people.
You know, and I was kind of like, there has to be something wrong. But due to what's going on, uncertain times, and I've been searching and searching and searching, this game needed a patch. What I'm talking about is that, let's get the good and the bad. Let me get the good.
Right.
Well, that's not on a good note. Let me get the bad out of the way.
Yeah.
What I don't like about the game, obviously, there are some texture issues. I don't know if it's a bug. Like, once you get past the demo, which the first part is pretty much beautiful.
Right.
Right when you load it up and you're playing that level, I'm like, oh, great. Once you start getting to the town and walking around, it's really noticeable that the textures, it's almost like the textures are stuck.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a bug. A game this beautiful and all the hard work they did, it has to be a bug or a patch. The textures just don't load. It's very blurry. And sometimes you visit the same spots all the time and it's still there. And I'm playing on a pro. And it's not everywhere. Definitely not everywhere, but it's there. Mm-hmm. And it distracts me because I'm a detail-oriented type of guy. I read like games like Red Dead, GTA, those type God of games of that the God of War that
Uncharted.
Put so many, even Persona 5, put so much detail
there's
into everything.
Wrong with that game.
Exactly. That there's game is perfection.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, Persona 5 is
I
royal.
Haven't seen a review that's not a 10 out of 10. Can somebody prove me wrong? I haven't seen a review on that game that's not a 10.
Yeah, it's perfection. So that's pretty much the only issue I have with the game. I wanted to support these guys. I'm a big fan. I've been waiting for it. So the good. Let's end on the good. The game is great. I love the action. I love the combat. I think it fits. I'm going between Persona and Final Fantasy. Two completely different worlds.
Right.
Like, I'm like... It's like playing Animal Crossing and Doom.
Well, I want to play it. Yeah, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's crazy.
I'm playing FF7, like, when do I go to school? And I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
man.
No,
I'm like, oh,
life.
Man, I got to build my relationships. Oh, they're already there.
Right,
you're just going
through it.
Wow.
So, but the game is excellent. I think they did a very good job with it. I just hope they definitely patch it, please. I know due to uncertain times, that's why I wanted to push the button on it because I understand. I kind of went back and looked at what I was saying and kind of put myself in that mindset, took a step back and I was like, you know, they're going to fix it.
Right.
It's not going to be for a while.
Right. Especially if they're working from home. And
yeah. So I was like, let me, as this is part of our jobs now, I wanted to, instead of sitting here today being like, yeah, I heard this and I saw Digital Foundry that, I wanted to push the button to actually sit here and have a legitimate viewpoint.
That makes sense.
You know, I really was holding out, and I was telling myself, like, man, I really want to get this, but it bugs me. But you know what? I kind of put my mind out of it, played it, and it's not like in my way.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just enjoying the game a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, it's in my way. Good job to Square.
This is not like Mafia 3.
Sheesh.
Oh yeah.
I think my biggest
that
gripe
sky
the
was
game,
like.
I think my biggest gripe. With the game is definitely the texture thing. Because at first, I'm just like, all right, that's a Lex thing. He cares about that shit. You know, whatever. That's how he's going to, you know, judge the game, this and that, whatever. But then, like, I've noticed with myself, like, after doing this for such a long time with you guys, I kind of care about that shit, too. So I'm like, I'm playing the game.
Yeah, it's a package. It's a complete
package. Yeah, like,
package.
I'm playing the game, and I see a dumpster, and it just looks like, yo. Like, it looks like you guys took... years, you know, for that dumpster to look like that.
Yeah, it bugs you.
And the biggest thing is, like, With some, it's you can kind of let something slide, yes, like yes. a box in the corner. Okay,
right, it's a
box in the corner, cool. But when you're in cutscene,
and all you can stare at is that one idol.
Yeah, and the thing behind you, blatantly in the cutscene, is just not textured right. I'm like, yo, like,
yeah,
so when y'all were previewing this game, you didn't see that? And
QC, nobody.
And another thing.
Oh, man.
Well.
Yeah, it's Trav. It's Trav's problem. Yeah. Yeah. And I think the other thing, if I had to give it a critique, is that I don't know if they did it for the aesthetic to keep in line with the original.
Uh-huh.
But in the environment, if you look up or you look out into the distance, they're pictures.
They're pictures.
I know the original, you walk pictures. On pictures, but. But this ain't the original, you know? This is the remake. So yeah, I don't know if they're doing that as, like, just for the aesthetic of the original. Maybe. But, like, the literal, the background, the up, the down is all pictures. Like, I got to a point in the game where you're climbing up to the Shinra building because there's a long climb up. And you look down, and it's a picture. And it's a pixelated picture.
That's crazy. Like, it's like this flat board.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, like, okay. Like, Cloud looks awesome. Everything else doesn't add up to him. It doesn't reach his, you know what I mean? I feel like everything should be kind of centered around the effort they put into the character models.
Right.
Yeah, because they're beautiful. The game is, and that goes to show how good this game is that, that hasn't stopped me from playing.
Yeah, okay. Other than visual issues here and there, it hasn't kept me away from the content of the game.
I was going to say, if the visuals were on par with the game, you think this would be a 10 out of 10 as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think I'm curious, though. Here's the question, and I know I might get flack. The game has been getting a lot of 10 out of 10s. Not a lot, but it has been getting 10 out of 10s.
I didn't think that.
Is it nostalgia or is it actually the game? You know, I have to see.
If it's a guy like Biggs giving the review,
you know what I'm saying?
I have to see. It'll be a 10 out of 10.
As it is now, it's not a 10 out of 10.
Hmm?
As it is now for me, it's not a 10 out of 10.
That's what I'm saying. So why are they?
Because even with the nostalgia, I can't let certain things.
Maybe they want. Maybe they want the second. People who's giving out the 10 out of 10.
If I'm coming out of Persona. Yes. And then I'm jumping into that. I'm not going to give. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I give Persona a 10 out of 10 and I give FF7 Remake a 10 out of 10, it's like, that's really being biased.
Somebody got a golf package.
Yeah, man. That's the thing. And as time goes on,
you'll see.
When more people finish it, when Bobby finishes it and everybody finishes it and stuff like that, and time passes, we'll see. But I don't feel the game is a 10 out of 10 right now.
No, not right now. It doesn't sound like that. That's why it's
usually when I booted up God of War, I knew.
Okay.
Last of Us, I knew.
Okay.
Persona 5, obviously, I knew. When I booted up those games, Uncharted, I knew, yo, 10 out of 10, we're good.
Right.
A lot of time, first time playing. But this one, it's not there yet.
Right now, it's an 8.5, but I remember I told you guys in one of these past episodes that a big impact on me is the end and how it makes me feel when the credits roll.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That might push it over to 9 for me, but now it's in the 8.5.
Yeah, let's give it time to breathe,
and
we'll see.
All right, so that's it for FF7 more than a day remake and a half, right now.
Yep.
Yeah, the game just came out, man.
The game just came out. You gotta give it time.
Yeah, let it breathe. Let it breathe.
Let it breathe, man. But let's get into this. Let me start off by saying, man, I just have these weird things where I just pick up my phone and I just go on Reddit.
That's a source.
Yeah, but that I go on Reddit before I go on anything else. Before I go on IG or anything, Snapchat, I'll just go to Reddit.
I don't know why you do that, but
I go on YouTube Studio.
I'm glad you do it, but I don't know why you do it.
Right. So I go on there, and I see a picture of a controller. Mm. But Reddit is full of concepts,
phony shit,
fake news. So I look at this controller. I'm like, who's making this controller? It doesn't even look like a PlayStation controller. Yeah. And then I look at the tag, and it says PlayStation blog. I said, wait a minute, this is official.
PlayStation blog, that's how you know.
It's dude. Me and my girl was watching a movie, man. I stopped watching the movie, man. I had to click on the link.
Wow. What?
Yeah, pause. Wait.
Hold on.
He went to the computer.
I got
to
clock in.
No, I told her. I said, hey, this is real quick. I told her, this work. Hold on.
This work.
And when I tell you.
This is work.
Man, before I tell you what my first thoughts of the controller, I want to hear, first of all, the name of it, what is it, DualSense. So DualSense.
No more DualShock.
Yeah, they got the DualShock out of here.
It makes sense to me.
Right.
It makes sense, no pun intended.
Right, pun? Because of, pun? You know.
Big pun?
Yeah, the DualSense makes sense.
Right.
No big pun intended.
Big pun. Big pun?
All right, so my question is, how did y'all feel? First thoughts, just first visually, before you knew about the features or anything like that, visually, what you guys think?
I'm going to get this out of the way. Xbox.
What do you think?
Okay. It's white. I don't know. That was the first two-tone thing that came to me. I was white. Like, it's white.
My controller is white. So I didn't think of nothing crazy
like
about
the original, like the first picture right, of right. the controller being white. It's like, right. it's white.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's white.
It's streamlined.
It is streamlined. Very streamlined.
What did you think about it?
I don't know. I don't want to get into it yet.
No, why? I just need to know your first thought. As soon as you saw the picture, did you like it? Did you
first thing? That's first thing. I just went,
oh, okay.
Okay. All right. So you got a goddamn.
If that gives you the answer,
I'm not gonna lie. My first thought was that it looked weak. I didn't like it. I was like, what is this? This is not a PlayStation controller. But then I took a deeper, because at first I saw the first facing view. Yeah. And to me, it looked like the buttons were flushed with the rest of the controller.
Ooh, no.
Like a phone button.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's not raised.
Right. But then I saw the other views, saw that it was like a gel top. And then on top of that, they took away the colors from the triangle, circle, like the colors is gone. It's just grayed out. So I'm like, damn, no more colors? So I'm like, this is weird. This is weird. This is
it's
like
completely but, that way. It's but, white, no colors on the buttons.
By
it's,
now, it's if you don't know where way. The X is at. Then.
No, but what I mean is that since PlayStation 1,
we've always had those colors coincide
with those shapes.
Sometimes you need change, bro.
That's true, too.
Oh, right.
That's true, too.
You can't
keep putting out the same thing.
And then I look back at the controller and the form.
That's right.
And then the form of the controller. Hey, man, a spade's a spade, man. It looks like an Xbox controller, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it does. It definitely has the build. It definitely has the Xbox.
It has the body
build.
Of an Xbox, man.
Get it out. Because you know my counterpoint's coming. You know it's coming.
You know what I'm saying? Nintendo Switch did it, too.
Yeah.
Nintendo did it, too.
The bulkier, you know, they're starting to catch on to the Xbox gamer community. They know we're in quarantine. They know our hands putting on a few pounds. Are they making the controllers a little bigger?
Thank God.
Right. So,
right.
I'm glad. Yeah, man, I'm so glad that that they didn't. I know you guys will have something with it. I'm so glad that they didn't, even though they went with Xbox kind of inspiration on size.
Right.
I'm glad they didn't do the joysticks that way.
Right. I don't think they would have. If they would have did that, they would have got killed. Yeah.
But they do have a controller like that.
They do.
Maybe.
They do. No, I know. I do.
Mad Cat's coming back. but I'm glad they didn't do that. To me, it's just my only thing with it was that it was white, and I'm like, okay.
There's a black
I think recently a black version.
I put a picture in the chat.
Okay, yeah.
Was that official or was that just one of the concepts?
They were showing there's a white version and a black version.
Yeah. Okay.
So once I saw the black version, I'm like, okay, there you are, PlayStation. Great, but the whole DualSense thing, it's cool to me, especially with I'm sure it came from like the whole haptic feedback thing now. Mm-hmm. No more like vibrations.
Yeah, they got those.
Freaking motor, freaking. So I feel like it makes sense. I don't really have any gripes with it other than the fact that it's a complete change from all the DualShocks, but I guess it makes sense because now it's no longer a DualShock, it's a DualSense. I don't have no problem with change, so I'm here for whatever change they're welcoming in PlayStation.
My question is, what do you guys think about them changing the share button to the create button? What do you think that's all about?
No one really, well, I think the share button got misinterpreted. I feel like it would be the same thing. The share button got kind of misinterpreted. It's not.
Oh, like the share button on your phone. Like you could share the IG, share the.
Right. The share button.
So this
button,
is more of a great button. Got you.
The PS4 promo and all that stuff for the controller was that the share button will allow you to immediately, like people kind of got the idea that you can just stream.
Right.
Hit share, stream. And they have, you know, linked accounts with
YouTube and Twitch.
You have to hit a couple other buttons.
Right.
And
so it's kind of like the share became. Okay, you're creating a screenshot, or you're creating a stream, or you're creating a clip. And I feel like the create button is kind of. I feel like the create button is kind of just a rename because you are going to be creating clips, creating.
Okay,
screenshots.
So you guys don't think it's going to be something new behind it? It's going to be the same.
Actually, I am very curious about that create button because this could be a big leap in social gaming.
Right.
I think there's a huge reason why I did that.
Right, and if you read the post on PlayStation blog, when they got to the create button, they pretty much leaded on, wait on it. We're gonna tell you about it later. If it was more on the what you just said, pretty much, Biggs, mm-hmm. I think they would have just put it in the post. Yeah, you're gonna be able to do the same thing that you already been able to do, but we just renamed the great.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I think a couple of things that I took some notes. I watched a couple of reviews on it. Mm-hmm. Reviews, whatever. I love that it's bigger. Definitely.
Same.
I mean, if people like me, I don't know how small hands are going to feel about it, but you know, we can adapt.
Sorry.
We had to adapt.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome. So
practically rubbing knuckles when I hold it.
Exactly. Digital Foundry mentioned that it reminds me of the Vita, because you know the Vita had the clear, I think the clear buttons.
Oh, they started that whole trend. Okay.
And I think that's here. That's okay. What the case is here. And once again, USB-C is at this point become ubiquitous with electronics right now.
Period. Yeah.
It's a USB-C, because which is fantastic.
Yep. Yeah.
Fantastic. And yeah, I'm really curious about that. Create button.
What do you guys think about one of my favorite features, I guess, is that built-in mic, man. I think that's a cheat code. I think that's going to be a cheat code. No, they said they got it figured out where it's not going to be something that's going to just pick up everything in your room. You know, it's going to be more
shotgun,
kind of like a shotgun, pretty much like your cell phone, pretty much, I think. You know, I think it's going to be able to. I don't think they just dropped the microphone in the controller and said, all right,
then throwing, Fed throwing, thumbs down behind you over there.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think.
If you play sports games.
Why?
Because in 2K, if you play without a headset and you curse, you get a technical foul.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
Oh, what?
So you can mute that.
Well, I'm pretty sure in the settings you can mute the built-in mic.
Right.
But
what I'm saying
is that I think it's good, because there's still to this day, there's people that I know that play that don't have a mic
for some reason,
odd reason.
Yeah.
Even after like dirt cheap, they just don't like wearing the headphones. Like even my brother, he doesn't like to wear the headphones, so he rather.
But now they can talk, but they can't hear.
They hear through the TV.
Yeah, they hear through the TV.
I hate playing with people like that.
Yeah.
Well, you play with Judd. You play with Judd. Judd plays through the TV. He only has the headphones that is just a mic and it's one side, and the sound from the game is coming from his TV. He doesn't like this. He'd rather it from his TV.
One thing I want to throw out real quick.
Yeah.
If you know what PSVR looks like, this looks a lot like it.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Oh, the form factor.
Yes, the colors.
Yes,
the blue lights. Yeah.
Now, I looked, I did my, you know,
research. There's no light bar, right?
There is, on the side.
Small, where it used to be.
No, it's not there anymore. Right.
No.
Okay.
So my thing is...
yeah, that's good.
I look back at the other systems, and you look at the controllers, even that they all look the same. I mean, they didn't really have anything to do with the system, how the system actually looked. So what do you guys think about this system? Do you think it's going to come out all white or two-toned with this space shuttle look?
They're going to do black and white.
If they do black, two-toned, I mean, okay. They'll only
No. Like one SKU is black, one SKU is white.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. They'll release two colors at launch?
Yeah.
I mean, they did it with PS4. Which,
okay, if that's what they're doing at the drop, what y'all buying? Y'all buying white or white?
White.
I don't know, white. Man. White look hot, man.
I got my PlayStation 4 is white. I got the Destiny white, so I'm good.
What, man?
It's black?
No, I'll probably do the white. Something different, man. I've always had the black.
I have the Spider-Man special edition.
Right. Black. When y'all controllers start looking like a
red and white.
I got the white controller now. And it looked lit.
I got the red controller.
I got the white controller and the blue see-through.
My car's white and blue and gray and shit.
When the white controller started looking like a Cheetos
gradient. I got the camo controller right now that matches my car.
Now that is a problem. Like if I'm eating food and I'm playing the game.
No, I'm good.
But I wipe everything down, so I keep everything clean before I put on the dock. I don't care if the
controller gets dirty.
I do.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then my last question on this.
Okay. Uh-huh.
How did you like the delivery of this? This is a little different.
It just showed up.
Yeah, it just showed up.
I like it.
Foreshadowing.
Because when I looked at it first, I'm like, huh?
I didn't think it was real.
Yeah, I'm glad they did it.
It gives you that feeling. Like, it gives you that, no way. And it's like, you got to go search. Like, oh, it is real. Shit.
And then blew up. It was right when I sent it to you guys. That's when everybody else started picking it up. I literally, like, I feel like I'm 5 minutes and I was on it.
I'm glad they did it. I'm glad it's official.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like I said, road to PlayStation 5.
Right.
Yeah. This is what they're doing. This is their plan. If anything, Sony does that. That's how they do things.
Yeah. I need video, man. I like the pictures. I like the article.
They'll get there. They'll get it. Trust me.
Yeah, man.
Gentlemen, we got to run through these backlog games. I don't know what else we got on the docket.
I never spoke.
I got Stadia.
Oh, the controller?
I was waiting for y'all to get done I could put in my shit.
Steel is good. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. An hour ago.
Right? I was about to, but then he
Go ahead.
Last part.
Go ahead. We got to get to these backlog games, man. I got something to tell y'all. All
right, so listen. Here's my counter to the whole thing. Here's my super hot take.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Okay.
Give me something. Go.
I don't know what sound he needs for a hot take.
Before, you want to play games, motherfucker?
There you go. That works. Wow. That works. First, I did watch a little video where they, like, cycle through the generations of the controller.
Yeah.
And as you're watching that and flip through, each one does look, except for, like, the two and the three are kind of close.
Mm-hmm.
They all keep the general shape, of course.
Right.
The fifth one, although it bulked out a little bit, when you see it that way, and you see all of them come up, it actually doesn't look
that different.
That different. It's just we're all staring at this thing, and what we know is like, oh, whatever. But anyway.
Right.
So, yes, first thought, I'm like, man, that does kind of look like a fucking Xbox controller. Shit.
That's not a good, that's not a bad thing, man. Xbox got the controller of the year, man.
Okay, but listen, here we go. This is what I think is happening. You ready? All right, for this?
Here we go.
I said I was going to go in my bag, and I was going to dig into a different episode. Remember when we had the 2K verse live episode?
Yeah.
When we talked about that? Remember what I said? That live players hated 2K because of the analog stick shooting. Right. And 2K players hated live because they felt like it wasn't real enough.
Right.
For not using the stick.
Right.
When live started faltering a little bit, what did 2K do? They implemented the square shoot button. Right. What happened? Bye-bye NBA Live. 2K took over.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get it out.
The train is out.
Let me get it out. Okay. So what we have here, for years, PlayStation people have said what? You just touched on this. The only thing I think the controller should be a little bit bigger. Okay, just a little bit bigger to fit in my hands a little bit more. What do other PlayStation people say? We hate the Xbox controller because it's too big and they got the damn cockeyed freaking joysticks. That makes no goddamn sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
PlayStation now, gamers.
Hold on. I have a lot of Xbox fans or friends uh-huh. who play PlayStation. And they said, hey, what up, Dan? And they say, man, if only the PlayStation controller was a little bit bigger.
Right.
What
That's the answer.
What happened? PlayStation made the game a little bit bigger. They see Xbox over there struggling to stay afloat. So they just went, I'm going to make this controller just a little bit bigger, and I'm going to reel in some more of them Xbox players. This is PlayStation's play to finally drown them. This is their play to finally drown Xbox.
What is that?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Soon, there will only be one.
He's on it.
Damn.
He's so on it.
There will only be one.
It's out of here.
This is PlayStation's play to finally reel in those question mark Xbox players.
Wow.
Wow. Right.
Boom.
So what about that St. Rose remastered trailer, guys?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll wait till you're complete.
Oh, that's it. I'm done.
Okay.
I got something for you off screen.
Okay, to say one thing before Mr. Federal goes, they still don't know how to do triggers.
Go ahead.
Oh, same. My God.
What I was going to say is all the controllers are starting to look like Xbox controllers.
Yeah,
the Xbox
because
Xbox controller is more comfortable because it's bigger. Most men got big hands. PlayStation controllers for kids.
I didn't like Xbox because it was too big.
Whoa.
He's not used to.
I got big hands, and I didn't like the big controller.
He's used to big.
Well, yeah, he's not used to big. You're talking about like the recent Xbox One, Xbox because the
Xbox One was better.
That's what I'm saying. That's where they're at, right? I know they're talking about the Duke, that big,
the big.
Oh yeah, the first one, the original one, the logo. That was an ugly one.
Shout out to the Duke.
Hey, but that
and I prefer.
What about the PlayStation 3 boomerang controller? Y'all don't bring that up.
Jesus,
bring it up.
Damn, what is this?
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
I'm done with this game.
Damn.
Yo.
They called it. They know people were throwing controllers.
Shit.
Games were harder back then. They had to
calm
Oh my god.
Hey, I'm gonna hold off on this. I know I was gonna bring up Play Stadia, but I'm gonna hold that off. Next week, I want to do some more testing. Oh, on the stadium.
You need to.
I need to get on that.
We're getting into this main topic.
Yeah.
All right.
So, man.
Backlogs,
man. Everybody's in, well, should be in quarantine and being able to play their PlayStation. And now that we're getting a lot of delays now, you know, we don't know when the next big boy gonna come out. Right. Cyberpunk.
We hope.
So this is a perfect time for you guys to dip back down in those bags, man, and check out those backlogs, man. Check out the library of games that's probably not even on the system and re-download them, mm-hmm. you know, or even try out PlayStation Now, you know, and try out games that is on that catalog as well, man. So, with that being said, man, what do you guys actually have in the backlog right now that you guys are ready to pull out?
Should we go smallest to biggest?
Smallest,
most to least to most.
I don't know what you're even.
Let's just do BLST.
All right, okay, all right.
Yeah, that'll work.
BLST always fix it.
Okay,
that'll work.
I would in quarantine. Mm-hmm. I would be going digging back into the backlogs, but it just so happened that two of my most favorite games happened to drop.
Right.
I was like, okay, I gotta play this. So I played that, got it out the way. Now that I'm about to wrap up on both the games,
right.
Now I can go back into the backlog.
Right.
I'm going to name three games right now that are definitely in the backlog that I do mean to play.
Right.
Or
finish. It doesn't even have to be like
play. I'll do a couple. Maybe not three. Maybe a little more.
Yeah.
I know for sure I have to go back to Dragon Ball Kakarot.
Oh, yeah.
You never finished that?
No, I didn't finish it. I kind of saved Judd
finished
it.
That. Hey, call Judd.
Judd finished it. I kind of put it into like a... For a rainy day when internet go out kind of game, whatever. But now I can go and wrap it back up. I still have to finish. I can't hear you, Steels. But your mic now. I still have to go back and finish Trails of Cold Steel 2 and 3, especially with the recent announcement of 4.
Yeah.
That series has been treating me really, really, really well after I beat the first one. So I want to wrap up 2 and 3 before the 4th come out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Ni No Kuni Wrath of the White Witch. I kind of started playing that before Persona, and I kind of got to a point where I was like, if I go any further... I'm going to be hooked, and Persona going to be an afterthought. So let me back up, stopped where I was, and I got to go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Hunter Monster. No, I'm kidding. I have to run Monster Hunter with Steels. I have not done that yet. We've been kitchen partners. Now we have to be Dragon Slayers. We have to be Monster Slayers now.
Yeah, I got that Overcooked too now, guys.
PlayStation.
Yeah, I downloaded a whole lot of games.
Yeah, he downloaded that Tekken 7. He coming for the smoke.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I did.
And I do eventually, two more, I do eventually want to get back into the DC streets with you guys for the whole Division 2, all the add-ons and everything. Yeah. We haven't even done Coney Island together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got boys hitting my line on the constant,
I feel like we need to get back to that. And my last thing, eventually, and this is probably like last on my list, Call of Duty Modern Warfare campaign. I didn't touch it.
That campaign is cold.
I do want to get into some shit in that campaign
that you're like, did they really put this in a game?
Mm-hmm.
Like when they say they want you to have like realistic war feeling, you sit there and you're like, is this actually how it is over there?
Yeah, it's traumatic.
It's some crazy shit that they put
traumatized.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, campaign, so I got a couple games in the backlog. I might immediately go to either Ni No Kuni or Trails of Cold Steel. So one of those.
Any of those co-op multiplayer, or they're all one players?
They probably mostly one players.
Yeah, they're all, that's a
yeah. Other than Division, Monster Hunter, and Call of Duty.
Okay.
So what about you, Lex?
One game, no surprise. I want to finish Control.
Oh, so you're actually going to want to finish
I want to finish Control. I'm getting really into it. It's good.
You're playing on
PlayStation? PS4. Yeah.
Okay.
PS4. I want to finish that.
For the first time ever.
Yeah, they had a good sale. I wanted to play it.
All right.
I want to dive into... I want to push the button on Sekiro.
Okay.
I've usually either had or played Game of the Years before they were Game of the Years because I already knew.
Yep.
I want to finish. I want to get into that game. I'm really curious about that game. I was kind of leaning towards Neo too, because I loved Part 1, but Sekiro's a little different. Getting a good vibe off that game. And Just Cause 4.
I just downloaded that too on the PlayStation.
I bought that during launch. I'm a big Just Cause fan.
It's not multiplayer,
I love that
though.
World.
I know. They've never been multiplayer.
That's a tragedy.
Yeah.
It launched poorly. It had a lot of technical issues. It looked like it had rehashed graphics and effects from Part 3. It took a few months, but they addressed it, and they kind of did a quote-unquote remaster.
Yeah, I saw that. I know it was a little weird.
Yeah,
like the Restormed edition.
Yeah, they fixed it because it was bad.
Okay.
Like, it's not like it was completely noticeable. And these type of
real
games, you know.
2K
there you go.
Game.
They keep seeing the 2K game on sale, man.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm not.
It took them a while, but they finally fixed the Just Cause
2K16 on PlayStation Now, the best game, best one they've made. The last best one they made, the greatest.
And I own that already.
Yeah, you're right. And I do want to get the Modern Warfare, since you brought it up. Modern Warfare campaign was definitely on my radar.
Yeah.
I was talking about it a lot before, and I was hyping it up, and I was really happy about that, but, you know, certain things happened.
Right.
So I definitely want to get back into
that. The latest one or the remastered
one? The latest
one.
Modern Warfare. Yeah, remake, whatever. That's really it. I kind of want to finish these games. I want to try out Sekiro. I'm curious.
Okay.
Steals.
Yo. I normally don't have backlogs because I've always had this this saying where I don't get a game unless I'm going to beat it.
Yeah, get the game and beat it.
Get the game and beat it. That's always been my goal. Have like a couple like sports games or like
a grindy game.
Games like Destiny's where it just keeps going, you know, there's no technical end game. It just keeps going. But if I get first player games, you know, i.e. freaking Uncharted, God of War, all those other ones, I tend to knock it out and be done with it.
Right.
What did I do that one episode when we closed for Christmas break at our job? I said I was going to beat four games in one week.
Yeah.
I purchased four games, beat four games in one week.
Yeah.
So, he
did that.
You know, I normally don't have backlogs like that. However, having gotten PlayStation Now a couple weeks ago, I did start Control, and I played a few hours, but then Final Fantasy came out. Some more new stuff for Destiny came out, and you know, Warzone. They had the patch. They bumped it up to four peoples. Now my cousins keep calling me. It's like the other day, Friday for Final Fantasy VII. Before I left, I'm like, you know what? Let me turn my PlayStation on in case if there's any
updates
or anything, even if it's just hardware for the or for the PlayStation, anything like that. But let me just put this on. I got like six invites before 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like,
"Wow,
they ain't like, go to sleep."
I'm like, "Why the hell am I getting all these?" And then I thought, "I'm like, oh shit, I actually left my PlayStation on today for the updates." And I have the PlayStation Now or the messaging app. If they invite me, I get on my phone. So I'm at work, and I'm like, "Why do I keep getting these PlayStation invites? What the hell?"
Right.
You know. So yes, Control is one of them. Then. And then in PlayStation Now, there's just so many games that I never did get to play.
I'm saying.
For whatever reason, that I guess you can call that a backlog, I guess, then. In my eyes, I think a backlog is a game you started and then put down.
Right.
You know? But if you had even the slightest interest of playing a game, and now you have the option to, I guess that kind of counts too.
Right.
So with that being said, I guess I do have a few. Because a couple of the ones you've played are on PlayStation Now, the Cold Steel or whatever of Cold Steel. They have
Trails
like
of Cold Steel,
one, two, or three, or at least one and two
one
on
and two.
There.
Yeah.
The last one you played was on there too.
You know, Kuni? Or.
The
Knights of Azure.
With the Knights of Azure one and two are both on PlayStation Now. They have the Just Cause. And
That's,
you know, there are. As I'm looking through it, I'm like, I've always wanted to try that.
You're getting a bang for your buck for the $10.
Oh, yeah. And then what's cool is like when you play a game, they shuffle around and go, oh, because you played this game, you might like this one.
Right.
You know, so they'll just bring out games that weren't on there originally.
Okay.
You know, I did download Tekken 7 so I can get back into the lab on that.
I never played Tekken 7.
For when it comes time for us to challenging people at places, you
those
know, I got to get back on my, on my shit.
Out.
You know, Lucky Chloe, come get that work.
Law. Let's go.
He said law. Steel's gonna hit you with the button, press, jump up, jump down, leave controller, leave arcade, you're dead.
Go get a snack.
You're dead, he getting in his car.
So with the ultra.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So yeah, there's a couple I would love to finally get back into a little Monster Hunter eventually with, you know, my counterpart over there. Overcooked 2, now that Trav got it, you know, only thing is it sucks is that we got to start over.
Why?
Oh, really? We got to do a different campaign?
Yeah, because if you do one, it saves the one. And then when we do two players, like, you can't stop.
Oh, it's locked at two.
So then when we have a third person come, then we got to start. But he needs a tutorial anyway. You know, he ain't on that pasta and rice. He ain't on that pasta and Kobe. Yeah, he ain't Kobe and rice and noodles.
Oh, shit.
No. He's got to learn.
We just
going to
have him sell. We're just going to have him take it to
Yeah. When he's done, just put it up and clean dishes. Just sell the plates and clean our dishes.
Wow.
As long as it helps the team.
Make sure we got plates. Me and Biggs will do all the work. Just
Let's
sell the
travel
food.
Dishes. Perfect.
And clean the dishes.
Wow. Man. So that's it?
I think so. Anything off of PS Now and, you know, Control. And then just keep up with my other games, you know, every week. Yeah. All the reset. I wouldn't mind the Division.
Yeah.
Getting back in the streets and hit up New York. Because I never played the first one.
Wow.
Okay. I played the first one years ago.
So that'll New York part will be all new for me.
Okay. So we'll do that.
I heard a lot of bad stuff about it when it first came out.
About the Division 1,
yeah. In the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning, and they fixed it, right.
But it just, by that time, I was playing so much shit that I never scooped it up, so.
All right. Me, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. My list, you know, it could probably go on and on and on. Backlogs. But I'm only going to pick a handful. You know, that actually I'm interested and I'm gearing up to complete before PlayStation 5 release. So the first one off the top of my mind is going to be Killzone,
okay.
The release title for PlayStation 4.
Shadowfall?
Yeah.
Shadowfall.
Yeah.
Good
game,
man.
I started that game. I had it when PlayStation, but I ended up, like, trading it in.
Yeah. So I wasn't a fan of it, but I may finish it since it's free now.
Right, it's on PlayStation now, so I want to give it another.
But I wasn't a fan. I wasn't a fan of Shadowfall. I love all the Killzones. But
Fallzone.
Yeah, Fallzone. New game. New game coming out.
And then I need to finish Red Dead. Still need to finish that.
The campaign.
Yeah.
I never did because people ruined it for me. They told me exactly how it finished from where I was at. So I'm like, well, I got to play it now.
I think somebody
told me the ending, but it's got to a point where it's kind of blurry. What? So I need to finish it.
What kind of face is that for?
Did you finish it then?
Red Dead.
I don't play Red Dead. Okay. Right. So I'm the only person in this room that finished Red Dead.
The thing is with those type of games where there's fishing and hunting, that's all I do.
You end up getting lost.
Yeah.
You get lost.
Yeah, I get lost in the game. I hunt animals. I get the skins.
Yeah,
I sell.
Yeah, I do
bounties.
Yeah,
like, and I do
you're
the story.
In the culture, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of living the life of a cowboy.
Hey, yeah.
Everybody comment below this video and put Biggs is the real cowboy.
Oh, come on now.
Well, listen, Biggs I was from the on Wild it Wild hard. West. I was on it hard, but then mad people just.
I know.
Yes, somebody wrong.
Killed
I'm sorry.
It for me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Told me exactly what happened.
No, that was like literally
hey,
the
hey,
first.
Hey, hey,
the,
hey, hey!
Oh,
whoa.
No, it hasn't been ruined for you yet.
No.
Oh, wait a minute.
Damn.
You didn't say anything, right? No, I wasn't listening.
No, I wasn't listening. The fish bites his toe off. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm at a certain point where I know. I'm at the point where he went to the doctor.
Oh, okay.
So that's where I'm at.
Okay.
Jeez, I'm not even there.
Okay. Well.
He went to the doctor. Cool.
All right, cool.
I'm at like the third
city. He got a physical.
Okay,
yeah, I'm at like 100 hours in that game.
Okay, so that's where I'm at with that. Now you guys got me. God of War. That's another one that I started and I had to put down. So and a lot of these games that I started and had to put down, it was because something multiplayer came out and we had to jump on it. So it would have been like Division came out. I'm like, jump to Division. Destiny got a new DLC. Jump into Destiny. So that's usually what breaks me away from these single campaign. But that's why I'm like on Doom right now, like heavy.
Yeah.
Like,
can I guess your next one?
What's the next one?
Yeah. Last of Us.
Yes.
Last
of Us.
According to what's happening, that might be the only Last of Us we get this year.
Sheesh.
Right, so
no,
now,
definitely.
Right, I feel like Last of Us was actually kind of like the next one after Doom for me because I'm like, Let me hurry up and get this done before Last of Us released. Now that they delayed it, I'm like, cool.
Indefinitely.
Yeah, and they gave brief. Yeah, I'd be Spider-Man.
You should
yeah.
be Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. And Doom is, I'm on track to beat that. When you said earlier, what game did you say you had long missions?
Final Fantasy VII.
Doom.
Yeah, it does.
Got some long
missions. Yeah, because it's got missions. A hub and it's got all this stuff and side Ooh. Missions. Yeah.
Shit, I was on a mission for an hour and a half.
Y'all been seeing me play Doom, right?
I had to stop.
Guess how many missions I've completed on Doom?
Three.
Probably yes. eight.
Three?
Yeah.
Three. Three. Yeah. And I've been on that thing heavy. Three.
Wow.
That's how big the first level had, like, I told you guys on the other episodes, oh, you could fast travel when you get to the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the first level, it took like 10 minutes to complete it. And it was cool. Now I realize why they have the fast travel now. Because the missions are so big. You need the fast travel.
That's one thing I really like in Final Fantasy VII is after you finish a quest, it asks you if you want to go back to that person from then. To turn it in. You don't have to run all the way back.
Right.
That's what I really like.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave my list on that right there for backlogs.
I did miss one, Persona 5.
Dude.
I was waiting for him to say that. I didn't want to press him about it, but I was waiting for him to say
Persona
that.
Persona 5 is another one that I haven't
That game, finished. I'm going to grow old trying to beat that game.
Yeah.
That game just the length.
Guys, it's completely worth it. I mean, it's...
No, I'm not saying that it's not worth it. It's just...
No, but it's one of those games.
I still haven't finished the first castle.
Yeah, Kamoshida. Yeah,
no, I have it. I know
you own it. I'm
but
just
it's
saying.
I don't know.
I know you guys both own it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
All right, after FF7... That'll be the next one.
Don't make a promise you can't keep.
No, I'll at least put a few more hours into it, man.
A few hours here. Now, with all those games you guys said, now are you guys pressed to try to complete them before the next system comes out? Or
No, I never want to treat gaming like a chore.
So you guys are willing to play it on the next system.
At the same time, you got to understand. Even though there's this whole quarantine stay-at-home shit, we all still work. Our job ain't closed.
Right.
If it was a fact that I've been home for the last 2 or 3 weeks,
right. We already worked 5 days together.
I'd have nothing viewers. To play.
this, yeah. so, six so days. This sometimes six. Seven.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Shit.
Persona.
This week has been seven.
Yeah. To me, it's been seven. Yeah.
Persona 7 hours. Would have been done. You know, 7 days.
FF7. I would have been fighting with Biggs to be finishing FF7 already by now.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have anything say about backlogs? So it seems like everybody's cool with having a backlog.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, we got Mr. Federal.
Fed over there.
I'm going to go Fed on y'all one time.
Uh-oh. A
couple of things were said that need to be addressed.
Go ahead.
First of all, The Last of Us is trash. I ain't going
to hold you. Oh.
Well, that hold story. On now. Hold on. Hold. We
Another
might have,
episode.
We might have to sacrifice that being a part of this now.
I always got something to back it up.
Last of Us is one of the greatest games ever created.
Facts.
I wouldn't say that.
Facts.
I'd rather Uncharted.
Facts. I'm not even capping on
I'd rather
that.
Uncharted
facts.
Over
that's,
Last of Us.
It's the same people.
It's
the
same
shit.
I know, but it's not one the same
A and,
shit.
1A and 1B.
I wasn't interested in the game until the end. The only reason why I'm interested in the second one is because I had a first one ended.
Okay.
The whole time, I did not know what was going on. I don't know what produced the monsters, where they came from.
No one did.
You
know it's the same like The Walking Dead. Still, people don't know. It's been 15 years.
Yeah,
ain't nobody know where the freaking monsters came from.
And at one point, that was the number one show in the world.
Yeah. I gave up on that show, man. It's just too much. Now, all of a sudden, they got people wearing masks, the zombie faces.
We just accept it and lose your. You got to lose yourself in that world.
What else you got, Fed?
For Big Lex over there, you like visuals is terrible in that game.
Which game?
Last of Us.
Well, that was made for the PlayStation 3.
That was
made for the
3
game. I watched it on Pro. I didn't play it.
That was a PS3 game, remember?
Yeah, that was a PS3 game.
It wasn't remade, it was remastered for the 4.
I watched the remaster and it's still...
Well, it's a remaster. All they're doing is touching up a little bit of textures. They're not doing anything crazy.
They put it at 60 frames, which made a huge difference.
You played the original and then that one, you'll know.
And then last thing for me, Lex, we gotta talk. You leaked in the chat.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Leaking.
That's the whole... It's a picture.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was though. You got to remember, I never played that game.
You know who it is?
Did you get it ruined for you?
No, remember my theory was right. I said that you would fight him at the end.
Oh, okay.
I said that.
Okay, I still don't know who that is.
I said it was a multi-stage boss in the end.
That's why I put it on. I kind of forgot that maybe you didn't listen to the episode. Maybe something happened, but we had said and we were all like,
yeah, right. Yeah, my
theory was right. I didn't even know who.
But that's the only thing they can do,
right?
Yeah, what were they gonna? They were gonna make the fucking road guy the boss.
Yeah, that's the only thing they can do.
He was whack.
That was gonna be
all
like
his motorcycle puns.
How are you gonna end a 40-hour game on like a side dude?
Yeah, no, yeah,
yeah, right, right.
On a side dude,
understood.
The
final boss for the
original before he left Midgar is like a transition
period. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was the only way to make an impact. The game got a 10 out of 10. I mean,
on who though? IGN didn't give you a 10 out of 10.
No, it was I don't know if it was GameSpot. I don't know if it was one of these guys that overlooked certain things.
Biased.
Okay. So with that being said, man, is it time?
Are we doing? Oh yeah, I suppose it is.
It's time, man. We're doing good.
Oh yeah. We're back. At PS&BS Studios.
Hi.
For Big Elite News.
Hi, I love Biggs.
From OVO Biggs and Statman Lex. Yes.
Take off your
Take
shirt,
it away,
Lex.
Guys.
Ooh, Lex, you here?
Flex the
I am here. What? You
All right. Okay. All right. Big Elite News.
Wow.
This is gonna be interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I am Biggs here to talk about some update / DLC / patch news.
Right.
And I got Lex here going over some releases.
Yep.
I want to say off rip,
ain't
shit.
Still. Right,
like, well, I will name three that I have. Oh, no. I think, yeah.
That's it.
Okay. I see here Warframe Operation Scarlet Spear.
Oh, God.
Warframe expansion. That's always good for Warframe, though. Warframe
that game is big,
it's a great free-to-play game.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
if you have the time to sell away half your life.
Just still pissed that we left them on there, but all right, cool.
You got Fallout 76 Wastelanders.
That's finally going
to
drop.
Yeah, the expansion that's supposed to fix it.
That's when they can talk now?
They have NPCs, humans and shit.
Right, yeah, where they can talk and stuff.
People are liking that a lot.
People, yeah, it's the expansion that's supposed to.
A year later.
Make it a good, yeah.
What, a year later.
3 years later. Shit, it feels like.
Yeah.
Skyforge has a anniversary release package, anniversary release package. Skyforge is another good free-to-play.
Mm-hmm.
I really would stick to Destiny on that front. And literally, PlayStation Now, April 2020, new game. Spider-Man Just Cause 4. And
that's all I got it.
What is this, golf?
Yeah, some golf game.
Awesome.
Cool.
And... last but not least, Modern Warfare Warzone Season 3.
Yes, sir.
I'm enjoying it so far.
Yes,
I've been on that. Just got to.
Y'all
recently.
Got the battle pass.
Oh yeah, I had COD points left over from last time, so yeah. I said screw it.
I like how I had 1,000 exactly.
I was like,
1,200.
How the Warframe and Warzone. Warzone and Modern Warfare like talk to each other. I like that.
Yeah. Yes. They're two separate apps, but they're like the same app.
Kind right.
Of.
Right.
You can just transition. Kind of thing.
The points and everything kind of talk to each other.
Even
the level ups, level ups, everything.
And it's on all platforms connected.
Yep, crossplays.
Future's here, guys.
The only thing I don't like about crossplay is game chat. Hate game chat. Hate that walkie talkie.
Yeah,
I feel like that's gonna get changed, man.
Last week I played with an Xbox and a PC player. All three of us were on a different.
Oh
platform.
Yeah, I remember you said that. Yeah. I think you said it on here last week.
Yeah.
You don't like the push to talk.
No, I don't. I just don't like the audio quality.
The audio quality
of the game chat rather than party chat.
Because push to talk is
you only hear what I want to hear.
You don't want to hear anybody's business every 5 minutes. Yeah. Somebody arguing with their girl.
That's trap shit, man.
Yo, but that's
in the morning.
Classic. Hey, Modern Warfare 2 chat lobby.
Shout out to her.
It's quiet.
Man.
You got something to say? Yo,
no
up top.
New friends. 2020. Let's go.
But yeah, that's literally it for updates. I wish I had something a little more spicy. Unless I forgot something.
No, man.
You hear nothing?
Hey, Lex, you got any releases at least?
Everything that needed to release that mattered,
was
last week.
Right.
That came through with the plans.
Right.
This week, it's three games. One of them looked like a copy paste.
Okay.
And everything else is retro. Okay. So I'll just read the three games that people might be interested in.
Okay.
Out April 16th, AFL Evolution 2. The evolution continues. A true reflection of the modern AFL game. Pursue your goals with greater depth, improved draft, free agency, and state leagues. Includes, currency creator, player, and team management. Create, share online on FanHub. Play head-to-head on top of the leaderboard or team up with up to 8 mates online.
Mates.
What game was that?
AFL Evolution 2.
It's rugby, ain't it? That's what it looked like.
It's football.
It's football.
It's football.
Oh, football.
Football. Football. Okay. Yeah. They.
If Steelers you see the cover, getting that game.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to read this one. You know.
No.
I mean, it's the only other game. Blind Men. It's on PS4 and PS Vita. If you're still holding on to those Vitas. Get used to those controllers because that looks like it's the future once again. Can Keegan make a name for himself or will he fall victim to the charms of his enemy? Why am I reading this? Yeah. As a nephew of a retired supervillain, there's nothing Keegan wants more than to become one himself. Mm-hmm. And what better way to join the League of Evil? All he needs to do is commit a crime to complete his application.
Sounds like a Dr. Evil and his son.
Yeah, the cover looks strange. I don't know.
So it looks familiar. Okay. Or maybe it was on sale, like that huge like summer sale shit in the PlayStation
spring sale.
Store.
Spring
have you guys been noticing that? That like every month now is like a super April sale, super March sale. They trying to get everybody's these games out of here, man.
Yeah. Great. That's home. Great.
They're trying to make some
love
money.
It. I ain't arguing.
Usually
with
the sales day. Only last a week. Now yeah. They're lasting for a month now. They getting them out of here.
Pretty much every distributor, digital or whatever, has a sale from Epic to Steam.
No. What I mean is PlayStation normally. Before this,
it's only like a week.
It was only a week. Every week would reset to another sale. It would be like the Ubisoft sale this week, or the Square Enix sale next week. Now they've been doing these sales that are running for a whole month, and they're like the April sale, the March sale.
They know
with more games,
holidays
on sale. Right?
Yeah, they know the economy's hurting, and they want to. There's people at home and. They want to push these games out. And
I know a lot of people that have bought a lot of games.
Yeah.
I personally it's tempting. At least gotten some DLC shit or some season passes out of that.
Yeah, get it out, man. So.
The rest of the releases on April 16th, we have probably Double Dragon 1, 2, and 3 and Street Challenge, all brawlers. So if you're into brawlers, side-scrolling, retro.
I'm waiting for that Streets of Rage 4, man. They need to hurry up and drop that.
Man, they've been doing trailers for like the last 2 years.
No, they just put out a new trailer like a week ago where they showed...
Still not happening.
It's still not happening. That game has been... They've been announcing. It's like announcement trailer.
Since 2009.
Announcement of an announcement.
Since Colored TV. They've been announcing that Streets of Rage 4.
For those of you that want to fish...
Like you?
Like me.
God damn.
We have...
Hold on now. I'm interested.
Fishing Sim World Pro Tour.
You said
Collector's
what?
Edition.
Pro
you
Tour.
Say? You said what?
I'm interested.
Out April 15th. Complete in career mode against over 100 pro anglers to become the best in the world. Play your way in custom multiplayer and online tournaments whilst using equipment from over 50 partners on real world venues targeting 29 different species of fish.
So you're going to use a Bass Pro Shop fishing rod in that game?
Yeah, this is like the collector's edition of Fishing Sims World Pro Tour.
You know, it was the first game I played on PlayStation Now?
A fishing game.
Crazy Taxi was me.
Or a hunting game.
Rapala Pro Bass Fishing.
Oh. Those games, hey. Those games, they're out. They're Reed. Okay, they keep going. Reed. All right. Out April, and finally, out.
Thank you.
On Reed. PS4 Digital, out April 17th, Freak Out Calamity TV Show. Mm. Freak Out Calamity TV Show is a juicy top-down dual-stick shooter inspired by old-school arcade games and more recent die and retry shooters. In a disturbing dystopia filled with mutants and killing machines, you are the star of a reality show which might get a bit too real. Fight your way through the deadly enemy waves, join the revolution, and try to take down the evil Fizzy Corp.
Mm. I got to see the visuals on that
Freak
first.
Out.
I want to see that. I'm a big twin stick shooter guy.
Yeah, that's cool. Reminds me of, remember that
game?
You're
like a big everything guy.
What's that game? I don't know if it was Nintendo or Sega where you're on a TV show. And you're killing waves.
Oh,
waves.
Yes.
Old school game.
I got it on my Super Nintendo. When you go room to room.
Yes. And it's a TV show. It's like Running Man.
Yeah, Murder TV or something like that.
Born in 97.
And unless you like Solitaire.
I was born in 97.
The game never came out when I was, you know, but I got the whole Super Nintendo collection and that was just one of it.
I'm going to throw this in there because there's no games.
Okay.
We can agree, right?
Yeah,
there's no way. Okay, go ahead.
Mortal Kombat Legends: Scorpion's Revenge.
Ooh, okay. Wait to watch. It's out.
Is it out? I think it's out. No, it's not out. Right?
No.
The 14th. It's coming out the 14th.
Ooh, I'm watching that. Yeah. That's on my radar.
So on my radar. I'm ending on a good note.
All right. That's all cool. Right.
There's nothing else. That's it. Enjoy the games that came out prior because that's what we have.
Yes. Do we got one?
No, I never came up with one.
Right. Oh, my gosh. So I'll just play the sound just for nostalgia.
It got busy, man. And then...
Hey, there's nothing. No Sprockets, guys.
Yeah. No Sprockets this week, but,
you know.
Hey, man. Is anybody else got anything else? Get off their chest?
Steals?
No.
Okay. Perfect. All
right, man.
We're back, man.
Yeah.
You can see us.
Yeah. You can see us.
We here.
Damn. It feels good. It feels good to actually sit with you guys again, man. That whole audio thing is like, don't feel the same.
I'm not going to lie. I got bored the last 2 weeks at my house.
Yeah, man.
But I wasn't talking. I was like this. Just waiting.
Hey, man, that's been it, man. The boys, PS and BS, episode 31. We out of here.
We out of here.